Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The truth is, you are created in the likeness and image of God. Hallelujah. You're God's creation. And you are one of one. The only one like you. The only one that will ever be. And God thought you and I so precious and so valuable that He paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything. Yes. 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 And what was that price? The life is in the blood. Yes. Jesus didn't have an earthly father. Right. So the life in His blood is the blood of God.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything more valuable than the life of the Almighty? And that's the only thing that was valuable enough to buy you and me and pay for us. But He did, and we are. Somebody say, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. What bought you? What bought you? The blood, the precious. Let's use that word every time. The precious. What does it mean by precious? People have associated a sentimental meaning to that word precious. No, don't think precious. Don't think that. Think precious metals. Yes. That's what he means when he says precious. Very, very valuable. Very expensive. Precious. Blood of the Lamb. We're in faith. The Lord's showing us. We're seeing right now, and we're going to see. We're going to come into an awareness and a realization of the value of the blood of the Lamb like we've never had before. And it's going to change our lives. One of the things it's going to do is totally change how you see you. And of course, you'll become more thankful than you've ever been in your life too at what the Master has done for us. What God Himself has done for us. In the complete English version, I want to read this verse 9. You are God's chosen and special people. You are a group of royal priests and a holy nation. God has brought you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now you must tell the wonderful things He has done. The scriptures say, this is the CEV, the complete English version. The scriptures say, verse 10, once you were nobody. Now you are God's people. At one time, no one had pity on you. Why? Because they didn't see any value in you either. But now God has treated you with kindness. The message says it like this, verse 10. The message says, from nothing to something. From rejected to accepted. Yes. 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 Woo. Glory. Glory to God. Glory. I was nobody.
That's right.
Now I'm somebody.
That's right.
I was nothing.
That's right.
Now I'm something.
Glory. Yes, God.
I was rejected. Now I'm accepted. In the Beloved, in the eternal family of God, and He's made me a king and a priest to rule and reign with Him forever.
Yes.
Just like you.
Yes.
Come on, somebody say, I am.
I am.
Somebody.
Somebody.
I am.
I am.
Something.
Something.
I am.
Accepted.
He has made me so.
He has made me so.
Amen.
Then never argue with Him saying I'm nobody. That's a direct contradiction of what he said.
Yes.
And it is insulting to the price he paid. Yes. Don't say I'm nobody. Yeah. Yeah, you are nobody without him.
Right.
But you're not without him.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yes, that is right.
You are nothing without him, but you're not without him.
Right.
He's in you.
Right.
You're in him. He has made you something. Made you somebody. He is the glory and the lifter up of your head.
Amen.
Somebody say it again. I am somebody.
I am somebody.
He's made me somebody.
He's made me somebody.
Hallelujah. Look in the New Living Translation, verse 9. You are not like that. You are a chosen people. You are royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. Now that's how they translate it instead of saying peculiar. It's quite a difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't focus on the peculiar. That's the translation issue. You've been purchased and you are an extremely valuable possession of God. That's what he's talking about. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light.
Amen.
That's what the Faith for Life classes involve, is showing others the goodness of God.
Yes.
And encouraging that what God did for you, he'll do for them.
Right.
Verse 10, once you had no identity as a people. I mean, we really were on the outside. I mean, Gentiles. Is that right? No covenant with God. Outside of, you know, the Bible said, without hope in the world. You talk about a nobody. It is possible to live an insignificant, worthless life and die lost and have nothing and be nothing and do nothing. It is possible, and it's happening. And it's one of the saddest things in life. But if you'll give your life to the Lord, I said if you'll give your life to the Lord and you'll believe him and receive him and be born again, you are made something. Oh, hallelujah. And if you'll seek and find his plan for your life and pursue it, you will not live a useless life. God can help you to the point where everything you do bears fruit that remains in centuries from now. Every day of your life, things happen that will still matter millennia from now. It won't be your plan you came up with. But if you'll find his plan and do it with his help, he'll make everything you do matter. I was thinking about these two things that the Lord reminded me recently. Two of the things that the Lord's helping us with to multiply the ministry is the internet, the computers, and the aircraft. And the Lord said that to me nearly 30 years ago when I had none of it. I was in a time of prayer and I said, Lord, whatever tools we need to accomplish what we're supposed to accomplish, I just felt impressed to ask it. I'm asking you for them. And shortly after that, he led us in to begin to learn about computers. Anybody remember a 286? With a 20 meg hard drive? And of course, I still don't know that much about computers, but I don't have to. I have wonderful folks that help us. Hallelujah. And then the aircraft. But what the Lord said to me at that same time, I need to share it with you today. And he said, son, the more valuable, did you hear that word?
Yes, ma'am.
The more valuable your time becomes to me, the more of it I will help you to redeem. I will give you tools and abilities, people and things to help redeem your time. Now, I don't need intercontinental aircraft and millions of dollars worth of internet and equipment stuff to sit at home and take a nap and watch TV.
No, that's
Huh?
Sir.
If all I'm doing is doing what I want to do and wasting my life on something that matters not, he doesn't need to give me all these tools and resources to do that. I don't need it.
Right.
My time's not valuable to him.
Right.
Are y'all listening with me now? And there's a lot of people, what they're doing, it doesn't help God at all. It doesn't matter to him at all. Their time is not valuable to him. But he said, if you're the more valuable your time becomes to me, I will help you to redeem it. What does that mean? You'll be able to do more in less time. And he's given us ministry multipliers.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We're ministering simultaneously this very moment to two strong churches.
Right.
Instead of one.
Right.
And there's more people than both of those combined on the internet right now with
wow.
us.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
How long would it take you to ride around in a car and go preach to all these people? You couldn't do it in a lifetime. Ministry multipliers. I'm not saying that just about me. The Lord's prompted me to say it for your benefit right now. I'm going to say it again for the third time. I believe this is the word of the Lord to you. The more valuable your time becomes to Him, the more He will help you to redeem your time.
Yes, amen.
And help you to get more done in less time. He will raise up people to help you and give you money to help you and give you equipment to help you and favor to help. Not do what you imagine to do.
That's right.
The more valuable your time becomes to Him. Are you interested in this?
Yes.
Then say it out loud, Father God,
show me.
Where I'm wasting time,
any useless things,
any worthless things,
any things
you didn't tell me to do,
or
that you're not in, that's just a drain
on me,
time,
money,
resources,
help me,
show me,
remind me
how my time may become
more valuable
to you.
Ask
it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is His will. He'll show you. But now, you got to be willing. You got to be willing to chop some things off, to change up your lifestyle, your routine. Got to be willing. Got to be willing. Or it does Him no good to show you. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.